With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. Coast Guard is pursuing another sanctioned oil tanker in the Caribbean Sea. Word of that pursuit comes as the administration appears to be intensifying its targeting of such vessels connected to the Venezuelan government. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
The U.S. Coast Guard has been in pursuit of another tanker since Sunday in the Caribbean Sea. A U.S. official speaking on condition of anonymity says the vessel was part of Venezuela's illegal sanctions evasion, was flying a false flag, and had been sanctioned. This comes as President Trump intensifies targeting the Venezuelan government. It also comes after the Trump administration announced Saturday it had seized an oil tanker for the second time in less than 2 weeks. I'm Julie Walker.
The tanker pursuit on Sunday was confirmed by a U.S. official. They say the vessel was flying a false flag at the time in Birmingham, Alabama. There was a memorial service today, and that was on behalf of one of the students killed in the Brown University shooting. Also at SRNnews.com, the administration says it held productive and constructive weekend talks about ending the Russia-Ukraine war.
That was the assessment from White House envoy Steve Witkoff, who met in Florida with Ukrainian and European representatives to end the nearly four-year war. Ukraine's president also pointed to progress, saying all sides were moving quickly.
That is Greg Clugston. Economist E.G. Antoni acknowledges there are challenges the president faces when it comes to affordability, but he is making progress, like on gas.
He's making really, really good progress there with energy markets, getting prices down. And that's important because those energy prices are going to filter out to prices throughout the rest of the economy.
Antoni was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. Could you best be described as a practicing Christian? Well, correspondent Michael Harrington looks at the results of one study.
According to a poll from the Barna Group, to qualify as a practicing believer, you have to identify as a Christian, attend church at least monthly, and agree that your faith is very important in your life. The Barna survey reveals that only 24% of Americans qualify as practicing Christians, while 48% are non-practicing Christians. The percentage of practicing believers has been in decline since about 2010, while the non-practicing have increased. Michael Harrington reporting.
America's largest kosher certifying organizations are taking a closer look at beer. It has long been considered kosher by default due to the proliferation, however, of new flavorings brought on by craft brewing and other industry changes. The rabbis who declare food products to be in line with Jewish dietary laws now say to check out the label before drinking. This is SRN News. There is speculation Ukraine may be behind the assassination of a Russian general killed when a bomb planted beneath his car went off. The BBC's Rachel Wright says it is a third killing of a senior Russian military officer in just over a year.
According to Russian media, the general was getting into his car in a residential district in southern Moscow when a bomb exploded. A spokesperson for Russia's investigative committee said the general had died from his injuries. Fanil Savarov was the head of the Armed Forces Operational Training Department. And one theory the committee was looking into was the involvement of Ukrainian intelligence services, who have previously targeted senior Russian army officials with explosive devices placed underneath cars. The general is described by Russian sources as having participated in military campaigns in Ukraine, as well as earlier conflicts in Chechnya, South Ossetia, and Syria.
That is Rachel Wright reporting. More from SRNnews.com.